Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It is time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products in Amazon today. Sean Manaea against Rodery Munoz. Game one of a three-game series between the Mets and the Miami Marlins. In the top of the first, Manaea allowed a leadoff walk to Xavier Edwards, who eventually worked his way all the way to third. With two outs and runner at third, Manaea struck out Jesus Sanchez for the final out, and that held Edwards at third, so a scoreless top of the first for Sean Manaea. In the bottom half, Rodery Munoz seemed poised for a 1-2-3 inning, but allowed Brandon Nimmo to reach with two outs on an error as he misfired a comebacker to first base. It allowed Nimmo to go all the way to second, and the inning extended for J.D. Martinez.
2-2 to Martinez. Nimmo walks his lead off of second. Munoz looks that way. Looks again. Now the pitch. Swing and a looper to left. That's going to be a base hit. Charged by Hensley around third. Nimmo coming to the plate. Hensley's throw way offline. Nimmo tumbles across the plate as Martinez stops at first with an RBI single. And the Mets have a 1-0 lead as they score an unearned run and have a chance for more here in the first inning.
RBI for JD as the Mets took advantage of the error and they led 1-0. The inning did come to an end when Pete Alonso went down on strikes. Shutdown inning for Sean Manaea in the top of the second. Then in the bottom half, a one-out single by Francisco Alvarez put some insurance on for the Mets. He was erased on a fielder's choice for the second out. Two outs in the inning, and Munoz walked Harrison Bader to put a pair on. The order flipped for Francisco Lindor, who worked a full count, but eventually flied out to deep center field to end the inning. 1-0 Mets after two. In the top of the third, Manaea allowed a two-out double to Xavier Edwards, but got the red-hot Jake Berger to pop out in foul territory to end the top of the third inning and keep the Mets ahead. In the bottom half, a scoreless inning with three strikeouts for Rodery Munoz after he worked around a leadoff base hit. Then it was on to the top of the fourth, and Jonah Bride led off the inning with a double. Two batters later, with one away, Derek Hill came to the plate.
0-1 on Hill, who's back in. Manaea fires home. And the pitch cracked in the air to right and deep. Winker going back, full sprint to the track at the wall. It is off the top of the wall, stays in play. Bride scores, and Hill goes to second base with an RBI double. It is 1-1. That ball hit off the top of the right center field wall, popped up, frozen midair, and then came back onto the field of play.
I mean, truly, it's amazing that that ball didn't go out because it hit off the very top of the orange line, then popped back into the field of play. It was inches from a two-run double. Instead, it was just a game-tie or a two-run homer. Instead, it was just a game-tying double. Otto Lopez followed with an infield single that deflected off Sean Manaea. The Mets training staff did come out, but he remained in the game. He was okay. First and third with one away, and Emmanuel Rivera up for Miami.
An 0-2. Bouncing ball to shortstop. Lindor's got it. Underhand flip to second one. McNeil to first. The stretch. Safe! Alonso is off the bag. A bit of a wide throw from McNeil. Hill scores to make it 2-1 Miami. Lopez out at second, and Rivera reaches. And the Mets are on the phone.
They're going to challenge this.
They're going to take a look at this.
Yeah, they did challenge, but the call stood after the review, so the Marlins had a 2-1 lead. The inning came to an end when David Hensley grounded out to second to end the inning. On to the bottom of the fourth inning, Mets now down by a run with one out. Francisco Alvarez worked a walk, and with one away and a runner at first base, Jeff McNeil up for the Mets.
Infield back and around to the right. Munoz tilts his head up and down, has a sign, payoff pitch. That one's drilled in the air, right field. McNeil sends it out, and the Mets are back in front. A two-run home run, about four or five rows back over the pacing Cadillac Club in right field. It is now 3-2 Mets in the bottom of the fourth on the blast by Jeff McNeil, who's loved that power coming out of the All-Star break. The Mets love it here in the fourth.
Yeah, that was a much-needed home run for the Mets. It was the 12th for McNeil. The Mets were back ahead 3-2. That's our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Trouble for Munoz continued. He followed the home run with a walk to Harrison Bader. That flipped the lineup for Francisco Lindor.
2-1. Hit on the ground of the first, and fair down the right field line, past Berger somehow, going all the way to the corner. Bader with great speed, hits third, heading toward the plate. The throw is cut off in right, and Lindor dives in head first to third with a triple. 4-2 Mets on the RBI triple right down the first baseline. And Lindor drives in another Mets run, the third run of the inning against Munoz.
Yeah, Jake Berger went sliding towards the line, and somehow the ball just skipped right past him. Bader was able to race all the way around the bases to score. Lindor belly-flopped into third with an RBI triple. Munoz was done, and the Mets had a 4-2 lead. George Soriano took over, and on the very first pitch, plunked Mark Vientos, and on the next pitch, Brandon Nimmo came up.
Nimmo is just dying for a hit. He's got a man in third with one out, a man at first. 4-2 Mets, pitch. Nimmo swings and drills this one. Right field, toward the pole, gone! Second deck shot by Nimmo. Oh, he needed that. Brandon Nimmo hits now a three-run home run, and the Mets exploding here in the fourth inning, have a 7-2 lead. Nimmo's first home run in forever.
In fact, his first home run since July 10th against Washington for Brandon Nimmo. And the Mets busted open the ballgame 7-2. That's the insurance run of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. The Mets did pick two more hits up in the inning on a double by J.D. Martinez and a single by Jesse Winker. But the inning came to an end when Francisco Alvarez flied out. When it was all said and done, 11 came to the plate. The Mets scored six runs, two of which came on home runs, and they had a 7-2 advantage. On to the fifth inning, Sean Manaea set down the first two Marlins of the inning, and with two outs, it was Jake Berger up for the fish.
Manaea taking a little extra time. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to deep left field. Nimmo going back. He's at the wall, and this ball is gone. Jake Berger, who has been red hot in terms of the long ball lately, has just extended his hitting streak to an eighth consecutive game, and it's his seventh home run hit in that span. The ball has been thrown back onto the field by a fan in the lower deck and left, but for Berger, his 24th home run of the year, and the Mets lead is now 7-3.
If you heard my pregame conversation with Kyle Seeloff of the Marlins Radio Network, he talked about just how red hot Jake Berger had been. And as Howie mentioned, seventh home run in the last eight games for Berger, and now a 7-3 Mets lead. Manaea kept it there, though. Jonah Bryan grounded out to end the inning. On to the bottom of the fifth, the Mets put a pair on after a leadoff double by Jeff McNeil, but they could not score. 7-3 after five. Sean Manaea back to work, and then he set down the next six Marlins that he faced to work through seven innings. He was done after seven. Five hits, three earned runs, one walk, and four strikeouts. The Mets desperately needed that start from Sean Manaea. He gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The combination of George Soriano and John McMillan posted zeros for the Marlins in the sixth and seventh, and the Mets had a 7-3 lead on to the eighth. With Manaea done, Jose Buto came on for the eighth inning. He needed just eight pitches to set the Marlins down in order. John McMillan back for the bottom of the eighth. He made quick work of the Mets with the help of a double play ball, and that meant it was on to the ninth inning. Mets ahead by four. Jose Buto back to work. He allowed a leadoff single to Jesus Sanchez, but thanks to a double play ball, Sanchez was erased on the very next batter. Marlins down to their final out. Otto Lopez extended the game with a walk. Two outs and a runner at first base, and Skip Schumacher decided to go to his bench, and he called on Kyle Stowers.
7-3 Mets, two out in the ninth. The pitch, the runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three, put it in the books. Jose Buto with the eighth and ninth innings. Finishes up for Sean Manaea, who was terrific through seven. And the Mets have taken the opener of this three-game series from the Miami Marlins.
So Jose Buto locks the game down with six outs to close it out. And the Mets with a 7-3 victory over Miami to take game one heading into the weekend.